43. Pong. The lobby bar was full again. She found him seated at the long alabaster table, snacking from a rectangular plate on what looked like sushi wrapped in raw meat. "Who took the picture?" she asked when she was close enough to ask quietly and be heard. "Pamela. She's an excellent photographer." "Was she following me?" "No, she was watching Chombo, watching him pack up and move out." "Are you sure he moved himself out? He wasn't arrested by the Department of Homeland Security?" "I doubt the DHS would let him smoke cigarettes and get in the way while they packed up the evidence." "I wouldn't want a chance to find out myself. Would you?"
"Of course not."
"Would you like a drink?"
"Not now, thanks. I'd like you to explain, if what you've told me so far is true, why you don't seem worried about that." "I would be. In fact, I've discovered that I am. If you've been sniffing around covert American programs designed to intercept smuggled weapons, I'd imagine you're running some chance of getting yourself in trouble. If not, and what you've told me is true, why not?"
Which was putting it more forcefully than she'd intended, but it felt right.
"Please," he said, "have a seat."
The stools here were deliberately mismatched. The one next to his reminded her of those elongated figurines of Maasai warriors, carved from ironwood, but without the dangerously spiky bits. His was polished aluminum, sort of Henry Moore.
"No, thanks. I don't know what might be in that one particular container, Hollis. Do you believe me?"
She thought about it.
"I might. It depends."
"On what exactly?"
"On what you might be about to tell me next."
He smiled.
"Wherever we go with this, I'll never be able to tell you exactly how I came to be involved. Is that acceptable?"
She thought about it.
"Yes."
It really didn't sound like that negotiable a point.
"And I'm going to require a very sincere commitment to my undertaking now, if this conversation is to continue. I need to know that you're with me before I tell you more. But please, understand that I can't tell you more without taking you further into the thing itself. This is a matter in which possession of information amounts to involvement. Do you understand?"
He took up a scarlet flesh maki, regarded it seriously, then popped it into his mouth. Whatever this was that Big End was involved in, she decided, it was deep. Deep and possibly central to something she couldn't yet know what. She remembered seeing the white truck rounding the corner, going away, and realized that she really did want to know where it had gone and why. If she imagined never knowing, for some reason, she saw Alberto's River Phoenix prone on Viper Room concrete. Another ending. Big End touched his lips with a cocktail napkin, raising an interrogatory eyebrow.
"Yes," she said, "but if I ever find you lying to me, even by omission, it's over. Any obligation on my part, over. Understood?"
"Perfectly," he said, cycling the smile and flagging down their server.
"A drink."
"Double scotch," Hollis said. "One rock." She looked down along the glowing alabaster. All the candles, drinks, women's wrists. What had she just done?
"Coincidentally," he said,
watching the server's trim bottom recede with exactly the expression she'd seen when he'd considered his maki,
"I learned something this morning. Something regarding Bobby." "I wouldn't think that coincidentally was ever a safe concept around material like this."
She decided to risk the Maasai stool, finding it surprisingly comfortable. "Even the clinically paranoid can have enemies, they say."
"What is it, then?"
"Bobby, I've known for some time, is charged with at least two tasks by his employers."
"Who are?"
"Don't know. The tasks of Bobby Chombo, though. One, as I've told you, consists of listening for the Flying Dutchman of shipping containers. When he took this job, he was given a set of parameters of some kind, and this task of fishing one particular signal out of a great many others. He did it, does it still. The container sends a signal periodically, announcing its location,
and probably that it hasn't been tampered with. It's an intermittent signal, encrypted, and it shifts frequencies, but if you're Bobby, evidently, you'll know when and where to listen for it.